There's the eight bongs on the wall for those of you who wake and bake. Breakfast at Fishinies. I'm Mike Fisher, your trusty and trusted reporter. This is the Fishbowl. That is the star. The Cowboys getting ready to go to Arlington tonight, right down the street. The Arizona Cardinals are flying into town. They have a 2-5 record. They've lost five straight games. They keep games close. And later in the day here on the Fish Report and also at fishsportscowboys.substack.com and at cowboyscountry.com, we'll have all sorts of information for you on this game, including Fish Predicts, all that coming up. For now, NFL trade deadline is tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. Central Time. And the Cowboys are involved for real. And I'll walk you through. You want to go deep dive, and I'll name names. Get out your number two pencils and let's roll. We do this, of course, with your help. Get in, get on, be good. Bring something of intellect to the table. Only five slappies allowed per program. Jonathan Trotter. Happy birthday, Fish. And happy birthday to Jonathan Trotter. Beautiful. Happy to 76,000 fish heads in Cowboy Nation. Thank you to so many of you for your well wishes. And boy, the Fish family. Is one of my greatest pride and joys. All right, away we go. Stephen Jones the other day said that they are considering trades on the defensive side of the ball. There's some interesting things out there. And this Jones, this time, is telling the truth. He also said, we've had our challenges on defense. We could use any help at any level. If we can upgrade the roster, we'll do it. Now, the price has got to be right. And one of the big things that Cowboy Nation wants to make sure of when it comes to Jerry and company, that they're not asleep at the wheel. That if they didn't do a deal that somebody else did, Eagles, just did Phillips, defensive lineman, that the Cowboys were in on it and aware of it and just decided, oh, the Eagles want to give up a third-round pick. We don't want to give up a third-round pick. We'll offer you a fourth-round pick. If we find out that that's the case on Phillips, then that's fine. Cowboys don't have to do every deal. They don't have to outbid everybody for everybody. You just want them to not be asleep. So here we go. NFL trade deadline notebook. Dolphins trio. Jalen Phillips. And I'm told the Cowboys, this is Sunday morning now. Good morning, Sugar. Cowboys examining that trio. Matthew Judon, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and now we know that Phillips has moved to Philadelphia for a third-round pick. That is what Miami was asking. So in that sense, Miami wins the trade, but the Eagles get a player when healthy. He's very effective. He has not, however, logged a full NFL season since 2022. And so this is a rental for them. And of course, we know what the Dolphins are doing. They're awful. They're not going anywhere. They just fired their general manager. I can't imagine how they keep their coach. By the way, sidebar, how hilariously offensive was it the other day when Stephen A. Smith went on ESPN and basically played the race card and did race baiting, saying that he just can't believe, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he was saying. They fired the black general manager but kept the white head coach. Who's going to explain to Stephen A. Smith the ethnic background of the Dolphins head coach? Item, I am told the Cowboys have called the Bengals on Trey Hendrickson, certainly, but real focus on the linebacker, Logan Wilson. He's requested a trade. They've decided to go young at linebacker. He's a $9 million cap hit, obviously prorated. He is physical at the point of attack. And when the Cowboys watch film of themselves, definitely in Denver, they're watching guys just get pushed back. Sometimes guys aren't filling their gap. But the times they are filling their gap, they're getting knocked around, pancake, pushed around. Maybe Logan Wilson fixes that. Item, safety first. I don't have a Cowboys name here. I have my name. But Malik Hooker out on IR. Donovan Wilson, unavailable tonight, hurt. Clark, the young safety, hurt. Wanye Thomas, we're checking on. They are extremely thin at safety. I mean, they could use a safety like right now. That's not going to happen, but it could happen tomorrow. Cowboys have allowed the second most passing yards per game in the NFL. By the way, heads up on Trey McBride tonight. The Cardinals don't do a lot of things well, but they get the ball to that guy like he's a superstar wide receiver, and the Cowboys don't have safeties to handle him. I brought up Minka Fitzpatrick of the Dolphins. That's my best thought. We're about to see what the Cowboys' best thought is when it comes to safety. By the way, while I'm in the secondary, the name of Joshua Williams, fourth-year reserve cornerback in Kansas City, that's been thrown out there as well. I know the Cowboys keep saying, but we're going to get the rookie Shavon Ravel here. And I keep responding by saying, but you've never seen him play. You have no idea what he can do. More defensive line truth. Jerry Jones keeps pretending in public that the Cowboys are fine here, especially at defensive end. He's fibbing. It's nonsense. I know that because I've been told it's nonsense by one of his lieutenants. And we know that because the Cowboys have checked into Hendrickson and checked into Max Crosby, which we'll get to in a moment. Vegas, by the way, doesn't want to move Crosby and his mega contract, and he doesn't want to move. But that isn't stopping teams from reaching out. Yahoo, this is Charles Robinson and Jory Epstein, apparently talked to an NFL executive who believes that a first-round pick and change might be able to get the Raiders to change their mind. Now, I'm doing that. If that's really the affordable price for Max Crosby, and by the way, I don't care if he wants to stay with the Raiders. He's not retiring. You get traded. There's some guys, obviously, that have kind of a leverage in the building, I suppose, that they're so iconic that there would be a problem for the team to trade him image-wise or PR-wise or whatever. This ain't that. But by the way, in regard to Raiders fans, and we're going to Las Vegas in a couple weeks, so I'll be at that game. That's going to be a Cowboy home game. Raiders home games are like going and seeing Barry Manilow or seeing the Eagles at the Sphere. It's just something to do in Las Vegas. Good team to watch on defensive line moves, the Jets. Remember that Jerry, the Cowboys, when they were shopping, Micah Parsons did call the Jets about Quinnen Williams. And then Jermaine Johnson, defensive end, is there too. And then I'm going to give you my favorite name of all, because I think he's the most powerful and unusual force of them all. I'm calling on Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans. Tennessee insists they're not moving him, and they probably shouldn't. He's their best player, but I'm calling just the same. Myles Garrett's name gets brought up around the league, not necessarily attached to the Cowboys, although he's an Arlington native. Browns are saying, don't bother. And yet the Eagles continue to be involved in gossip there. I think it was Charles Robinson of Yahoo that said the Eagles would think about giving up three number ones to get Myles Garrett. I'm going to assume that the Phillips deal probably ends that particular dream. That's pricey. He's 39. Three number ones. But I don't think Cleveland is biting on any of this. My man Ian Rappaport mentions the Titans' Arden Key and the Raiders' Malcolm Kuntz as edge rushers that are realistic, that their teams might want to move them. And so I'm going to mention that too. Arden Key, Malcolm Kuntz. I know you're thinking up here on Crosby, Simmons, Hendrickson. Eventually, maybe you get down to here and think about guys like Arden Key and Malcolm Kuntz. Item, running it back. Cowboys exceed expectations in so many ways on Javonte Williams. Breece Hall of the Jets, that name's been associated with the Cowboys for the longest time. And now our understanding is the Titans really are shopping Tony Pollard. I'm going to need somebody to explain this to me. If I can get Breece Hall on the cheap, again, he's on his rookie contract. It's prorated, so the money doesn't matter. If I can get him for a cheap pick, and then I'm going to get a compensatory pick back when he leaves, I'll do that for a cheap pick. Tony Pollard, it's $7 million a year for a backup running back. If you wanted Tony Pollard for $7 million a year, you should have kept him when you could keep him. So I don't think this is a pressing need, and I don't hear the Cowboys talking about offense near as much as we're talking about defense, obviously. Item, miscellaneous. Do I want linebacker DeMario Davis of the Saints? I wish he wasn't 36, but he's tied for third most solo tackles in the NFL. So he can clearly play leadership, point of attack, but he's 36. Dallas is willing to move Jalen Tolbert. And let's call it a sweetener. And let's do it not because they don't like Jalen Tolbert, but because there's other teams that might. And Jalen Tolbert and a pick might get me a defensive player. While we're talking about defensive linemen, I'm going to throw out Titans defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat, Texas Longhorn, 6'4", 360. He was a second-round pick just last year, and he seems to be on the outs there. Devon Gottschalk, Ian Rapoport mentions him, Saints defensive tackle, 6'3", 330. Mazi Smith. Yes, the Cowboys would like very much to have somebody take Mazi Smith as a sweetener. Seattle Seahawks, Reek Woolen, rangy cornerback, final year of his deal, having a bad season, and Seattle needs wide receivers. Cowboys need cornerback. Seattle needs a wide receiver. I got Tolbert. They have Woolen. Interesting. Interesting. Final word from Dak Prescott. In his visit with us the other day at the Star, he talked about, and he clarified, by the way, the thing about let's shut him up, meaning let's shut up the idea that we need to trade for more guys. Let's prove that we're already the guys, and maybe the Cowboys players to some degree can prove that tonight. But at the same time, he also said a trade can help. I'm not going to shy away from saying that. That's an honest balance of where the Cowboys are. Yes, have confidence in yourself, Cowboys players. Go beat the Cardinals. But understand that if you do that, it will fortify the belief in the front office that this team is a playoff contender. And you might therefore find yourself a little lower on the depth chart when the Cowboys make a deal. Immortal Legend, $10 pitch into the Super Chat. Watching the Bengals lose the way they did, I'm not sure Hendrickson would be that much of a difference maker or worth the trade. Cowboys already give up the same number of points with less talent. Yeah, the Bengals are an interesting team. I think it was Ian Rapoport who said that they don't intend to be a seller necessarily unless they lose. And then you saw what happened over the course of the weekend. Also, if you're Fish Premium, something else happened the course of the weekend, and I'm going to have a video for you if you're Fish Premium momentarily. You saw a parody unfold. So while you don't have to be a believer that the Cowboys are good, and I don't blame you at 3-4-1, how could you be? They beat the Cardinals tonight, 4-4-1. You still don't have to be a believer. But the Lions just lost. The Packers just lost. The Commanders just lost again and lost their quarterback. So keep plowing away, boys, keep plowing away. And you might find yourself in playoff contention in December, which is a great place to start. CowboysCountry.com. We're all over it. FishSportsCowboys.substack.com. We love to have you there. What a family we built. And then we'll see you at AT&T Stadium tonight all day long here as well, including the five ways to win. As part of our Cowboy pregame show, and Fish Predicts. What's going to happen in this game? I got 10 slices of pie to serve up for you for Thanksgiving. And we'll do that over the course of the day as well. For now, Fish out.